The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Yeah, it's very nice to be able to spend this hour with you all on New Year's Eve. And I was thinking about doing a practice of has three parts to it today. The first part is forgiveness, a practice around forgiveness for things that might have happened the past year. And then we'll switch to rejoicing in something from the past year, sort of my mudita practice. And then the last part will be to look ahead to the new year and express a wish for ourselves or maybe another being that we want to wish good wishes for. So that's kind of what we're going to do in the meditation. And before we start, I'll briefly introduce forgiveness and joy practice, just to give you a sense of that. Forgiveness is giving up all hope for a better past. That's actually a quote from either Jack Kornfield or Joseph Goldstein. No one seems to know anymore who exactly coined this phrase. Forgiveness is giving up all hope for a better past. So the practice of forgiveness can be a real challenge. It's sometimes not so easy to forgive someone else or ourselves. So a helpful way to hold the practice is to see it as an intention, the intention to forgive, the intention to let go of this past that we want to be better than it actually was. And then we can see it as a process, not something that happens like overnight. It's something that needs time often. Not always, sometimes it's easy to forgive, but sometimes things really hurt and we need some time to work with that. We also need to be able to see that it is useful to forgive and also wholesome. And if we see the usefulness and wholesomeness of forgiveness, then that's an aspect of wisdom that arises. Something that can help you with that might be to touch into, like, what does it feel like if I don't forgive? And what does it feel like if I do forgive? Like if you have an example where you did forgive someone and an example where you didn't forgive, what's the difference in how it feels in your heart? Maybe you find out that it's kind of painful not to forgive. So forgiveness is a way to stop suffering. And there are numerous misunderstandings around forgiveness. Because it's, for example, not about condoning behavior, not your own nor other people's behavior. Even if something is very difficult, something very difficult has been done to you, it's still possible to forgive. But it doesn't mean you have to condone that behavior. And it also doesn't mean that justice shouldn't be served. So not forgiving might be actually painful for our own hearts and minds. So part of the forgiveness practice is actually about our own hearts. And part of it is about the other person maybe, but a big chunk of it is actually about our own heart. Because feelings like blame or resentment or spite, or if it's about ourselves, maybe guilt, can feel like poisoned arrows that we stab ourselves with. And it's not a selfish practice, because if we purify our own heart, then we also become more loving and caring human beings in general, and affecting the world around us in that way. So we do this for ourselves and others. And we'll also have a different relationship with the person who we forgive, of course. So this all said, it's not easy. And Philip Moffat, a meditation teacher, says, Your responsibility is for your intention. You are practicing clarifying and purifying the intention to be a forgiving person no matter the difficult circumstance. Many times your actual emotional experience will be anger, rage, fear, grief, anything but forgiveness. This is why it is called forgiveness practice. End quote. Sometimes it can be helpful to say something towards yourself like, may I one day, at some point in the future, very gently, have a half-baked intention to forgive maybe this person or myself. Just like as a start to forgive if something is really difficult. And the Buddha, hatred is never appeased by hatred in this world. By love alone is hatred appeased. That is a law eternal. That was what I wanted to say about forgiveness. Then about joy, very different type of energy. So sympathetic joy is also called mudita in Pali. It's one of the four Brahmaviharas, as most of you probably know. And classically speaking, this mudita is actually not practiced for self, but some Western teachers also include self. And I think it's actually useful to be able to rejoice in our own happiness and good fortune. It's a way to start to see the goodness in ourselves and to counteract low self-esteem or even self-loathing. So today we'll practice this for ourselves, to rejoice into something of goodness over the past year. And it's also, this practice is not selfish. It's quite the opposite, because it will help us cultivate wholesome qualities of heart and mind. And when we are more wholesome, we're more friendly and more loving and kind towards others. We're also more likely to be able to experience joy for others' well-being, since their happiness or good fortune is not a threat to us anymore, because we feel confident in our own happiness and joy and good fortune. So this can really help us in our relationships with others. And also, if we are more and more aware of our weaknesses as well as our strengths, then there will be more balance and ease in life. And we sometimes tend to focus more on our weaknesses than on our strengths. But when we practice this mudita practice, this joy practice, then we become more aware of our strengths as well, which can lead to a bit more balanced, a balanced image of ourselves. So we're going to meditate now. And so you can start with getting comfortable position. And really take a few breaths a little bit deeper. And if you feel like it's helpful, you can close your eyes. And then feel into your body. Experience the body sitting or in whatever posture you might be in. Really connect with the sitting posture or laying down. You can make contact with your feet on the surface below you. Feel the grounding effect of just putting your attention there. Maybe feel the support of the earth beneath you. Feel your sit bones touching, service. Your hands touching each other, or your legs, maybe armrest. Feel the touching of the hands with whatever they are in contact with. You can tune into your body and feel if there's any place where you're holding tension. And then you can move your attention there. Maybe invite that area of the body to relax for as far as possible, for as much as is possible right now. Maybe it's the shoulders or forehead, jaw, maybe a different part of the body. You can go through each of the body parts that carry some tension. Invite, just a gentle invitation to relax. To soften the heart a little bit, we'll start with just short little bit of metta, loving kindness for the easiest being that you can imagine. Maybe it's a benefactor or a friend. Maybe it's a kitten or a puppy that you've seen on a YouTube video. Maybe it's a child that you know, or your pet. And you can connect with your heart area, the middle of your chest. And then from that area, you can send them some well wishes. May you be safe. May you be happy. Gently repeat the phrases for yourself. You can always change the phrases a little bit. You use different phrases. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. You can let go of this easy being. We'll switch over to the forgiveness practice. This is the formal forgiveness practice. And you can focus on the past year, but something else from earlier in your life comes up, it's also okay. And the first phrase goes like, may all beings whom I have caused suffering, whom I have harmed or insulted out of ignorance, forgive me. May all beings whom I have caused suffering, whom I have harmed or insulted out of ignorance, forgive me. Second phrase. May I forgive all beings who out of ignorance have caused suffering to me, who have harmed or insulted me. May I forgive all beings who out of ignorance have caused suffering to me, who have harmed or insulted me. May I forgive them. Maybe multiple beings come to mind. You can offer each the intention to forgive them, even if you don't really feel it yet. Maybe someday in the future, may I be able to forgive. Third phrase, forgiveness. May I forgive myself for all unwholesome deeds that I have performed out of ignorance that caused suffering to me or to other beings. May I forgive myself for all unwholesome deeds that I have performed out of ignorance that caused suffering to me or to other beings? Or if you want it a little shorter, may I forgive myself for all suffering that I've caused? Let go of the forgiveness practice. You can always come back to it at a later point, at your own time. And we'll switch to the joy practice. And also here we can focus on the past year. But if something from earlier comes up, it's also okay. You can choose a moment or multiple moments where you were happy or where you were encountering good fortune last year. Where you were very joyful. Where you did a good deed. However big or small, any moment is worthwhile contemplating and practicing this joy practice with. And even if your year has been difficult, there might have been a few moments here and there that you felt happy, or that something really worked out for you. And then you can express the phrases for yourself with this moment in mind, these multiple moments maybe. I am happy for my happiness. I am happy for my happiness. I take joy in my good fortune. It's totally okay if multiple events or circumstances come to mind. The more, the merrier. All sorts of moments to rejoice in. May my joy continue. May it grow. May my joy continue. May it grow. May my joy lead to ever-increasing ease and freedom. May my joy lead to ever-increasing ease and freedom. We can let go of the joy practice. Take a moment to feel body and the mind and the heart right now. Just a little moment of mindfulness of what's happening right now. Mm-hmm. you can tune into what you'd like to wish yourself this coming year. Maybe happiness or wisdom or the ability to be with difficulty, freedom, peace. What do you wish the most for yourself for this coming year? Then you can make a phrase out of that. For example, may I be happy in the coming year? Or may I be free? Or whatever it is. And you can wish that for yourself, from your heart, this genuine wish for yourself. Maybe another wish arises that you'd like to wish yourself. You can also stay with the first one. You can also switch to a new one. You can choose to send yourself another wish, or maybe you would like to send a loved one or someone in your life a wish for the new year, something that that person needs for this year. You can send that wish to this person, or you can stay with yourself. Now we can let go of that person or ourselves and wish this Sangha, the happy hour Sangha, those who are present and who are not able to come tonight, wish all of the happy hour Sangha a wish. Maybe may all of us be happy in this new year. Or maybe it's something else that you'd like to wish for everyone. And lastly, we can express a wish for the world, for all beings everywhere. May all beings everywhere be happy in this coming year. Or whatever wish you would like to send. We can let go of the practice and take a moment to appreciate our practice tonight. You've made time to sit here for happy hour, or maybe another time zone that you're in. And you can be thankful for yourself that's available. Put in the effort and the time and the energy. Cultivated wholesomeness. This wholesomeness we can share. Sharing of the merit is what it's called. May the wholesome energies from our practice together be shared with all beings. May all beings be happy and at ease. There's some time for reflections. I see that Mark already raised their hand. Yeah, feel free to share, Mark.
I just wanted to say that was a beautiful practice. And I'm so glad I tuned in tonight and to thank you for that. Thank you.
Thank you, Mark. Glad to hear that. Yeah, anyone else who has a reflection or a question can share about practice, or you can type it in the chat as well, like Deborah is doing. Yes, thank you very much for that lovely practice tonight. Cassie is saying, I agree with Mark. Beautiful, thank you. Glad to hear that. Very sweet practice, Marie-Christine. Yeah, Trudy. Oh, you're muted. Still muted. I'll ask you to unmute. See if that works.
Now am I unmuted?
Yes. Oh.
Well, I wish I had been muted earlier. I want to apologize to you and to the group. I thought I was muted and I made a remark, which I was feeling crabby and not feeling well. And I allowed that to influence me into making a remark that was petty and ungrateful and unappreciative. And so I'm sorry for that. And I also want to particularly thank you for the the meditation, which was very helpful to me. So thank you.
Thank you, Trudy. And I forgive you, of course. the spirit of forgiveness tonight. And I didn't take it as an offense or anything. So don't worry. I understand these things can happen. We don't always feel good. And then sometimes things come out. So thank you for your apologies. Really appreciate it. Mm-hmm. Let me see some things in the chat. Jamie, I never thought to begin the new year with forgiveness. It feels so healing. Melanie, grateful to everyone in the Sangha for our years practicing together. Cassie, will your guided meditation be available later? Yes, will be on Audio Dharma. And another thank you for a direct message. And Melanie says, Trudy, thank you for your heartfelt feelings. A good model of forgiveness and compassion. Yeah, indeed. Yeah. Really good modeling of repairing as well. Yeah. Yeah. So we could go into breakout groups. Maybe 10 minutes or so. Maybe you can talk a little bit about practice tonight, how it was for you, or maybe just you want to just connect around New Year's Eve in general. That's also fine. Feel free. What feels good for the group that you end up in. I'll make breakout groups. Welcome back, everyone. So we have a few more minutes for some reflections or comments or something that came up maybe. Yeah, Gary. You're muted.
There we go. Mike, can you hear me okay?
Yes.
So, Marjolin, thank you. And I apologize for being late to join. I was on a family Zoom call encompassing Northeastern United States, Boston and Toronto and Canada. And so it's so wonderful. So you talked about forgiveness, which I caught the end of, and I've said this before, perhaps not with you present, but the secret sauce is in these small groups. And even though, as one member of the group said, we've never often met each other in person, there's almost a deep intimacy that occurs, perhaps because we haven't met each other in person. And the sharing is just enormously rewarding and supportive and helping you gain insight into, family dynamics, which I was leaving a Zoom call where some people were peeved because we were talking about COVID again. And I was left very supportive by members of the group that, it can be difficult for people who are not perhaps in the medical or nursing field to hear all this all the time. So your plea for forgiveness in this very difficult time was very helpful.
Yeah. So
thank you. And the small groups help really bring it home.
Yeah. 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 And it can be so supportive to just talk to others about this kind of practices and hear other people's perspectives, and also just the feeling of the Sangha supporting you can be really solely valuable. Yeah, thanks for sharing that and naming that in the group. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, I saw some more comments also while I was making the breakout groups. I think Deborah was saying, I realized some of the joy I felt this year was here in the group. Casey saying, thank you, Trudy. And Aurora was saying, I'm also just so grateful for this Sangha. So much metta for all of you this next year. And Casey's asking if I lead guided meditation and teach other places or times. I sometimes here at IMC fill in for Andrea at Tuesday or Thursday. But that's only when she's gone, and sometimes there's other people filling in. And otherwise, I I mostly teach in Dutch so far, which is probably not so helpful for all of you. But maybe at a later stage, more will come. I might teach more at some point. So, yeah, we'll see, but not right now. Thank you for asking. Yeah, we could close with wishing each other all a happy new year. Maybe have a little bit of a longer outro than normal, with some well wishes for each other through unmuting yourself or through the chat or whatever you prefer.
Thank you for a beautiful practice.
Thank you.
Happy New Year.
Wonderful way to end the year.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year,
Trudy.
Happy New Year, everyone. Meta, much meta to everyone for the new year.
Best wishes.
Bye, guys. Bye.
So wonderful.
Thank you, Marjorie.
Happy New Year, everyone.
Happy New Year.
Thank you, Marjorie.
Bye.
Thank you. Happy New Year.
Kind to each other.
Thank you.
Yes.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Take care.